said when he was autographing his first book, and someone said, "Are you Dr. King?" to yeah. Stafford, and the blade was 1 inch from his aorta, and if he had sneezed, he would have died. And it's a while in the hospital, they removed the blade from his chest, and told him if he had sneezed, he would have died. But he said, got letters from all over, from the presidents and everybody. But one letter I never will forget, he said, came from a little white girl, white place, New Mexico.
New York.
And while it shouldn't matter, she said, "I heard about you, Dr. King. I read about all your suffering and your mistreatment. I'm so glad you didn't sneeze." He said, "I'm so glad I didn't sneeze." He was wrapping up. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around in Birmingham and watched people really stand up. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around in 1963 to tell America about a dream I had. If I had sneezed, I wouldn't be here in Memphis, Tennessee, to watch a community rally for 1,300 of God's students. But I'm not worried about that now. Talked about all the threats without about my life. I'm not worried about it. Just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. I want you to know tonight as a people that you will get to the promised land. So I'm not worried, I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes had seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. That to sit him down, he was weak. And, you know, a crowd erupted. And the next day, he was struck down by an assassin bullet.